October 9th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "In the world, you are experiencing a change of seasons. A sign of this change is the colors of the leaves on the trees. In life, you do not notice the change of people's motives for their actions, as they are hidden from sight. Very often, people are not what they seem to be on the outside. This is when you must pray that the Holy Spirit enlightens you, so that in any dealings with others, you are dealing with what is truth in their character and not pretense. Sometimes people have selfish motives for hiding aspects of their past. This is why you must pray to be certain of who or what you are dealing with. In nature, there is no pretense. The seasons change without any selfish motives. They are subject to my royal order of time. Humans, however, make up their own agenda to suit their own needs. This is why you must pray when dealing with people, in order to deal strictly with the truth." A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. "Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere love of the brethren, love one another earnestly from the heart." Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 16. "And his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed back and forth and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the cunning of men, by their craftiness in deceitful wiles. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by every joint with which it is supplied, when each part is working properly, makes bodily growth and upbuilds itself in love." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.